Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertisings, so we're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the June edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Ginkgo No-Go, Filler Anyone? By David Shard. Ginkgo biloba doesn't prevent dementia or cognitive decline in older people and doesn't help boost memory in younger folks either, according to the best independent studies. If you want to take it anyway, here's something to consider. Chances are, the ginkgo you think you're buying isn't the ginkgo you get. Consumers would find it disappointing that the ginkgo in so many supplements isn't 100% ginkgo, notes Stefan Gaffner, chief science officer at the American Botanical Council. But industry insiders aren't surprised. In 1999, when ConsumerLab.com first started testing ginkgo supplements, there was something fishy about the ginkgo in a quarter of the 30 brands that it sampled. In its 2003 testing, 7 of 9 ginkgo products flunked. In 2008, it was 5 of 7, and this year, it was 6 out of 10. What's going on? To reduce their costs, some manufacturers, or their ingredient suppliers, provide less ginkgo than claimed or use material that has been adulterated or spiked with one or more compounds or extracts from other plants that can trick simple chemical tests, notes Consumer Lab, which uses more sophisticated tests. This makes a product with little or no real ginkgo appear to be the real thing. In fact, it is now believed that ginkgo is among the most adulterated herbs on the market. Which brands passed this year's test? That information is available only to Consumers Lab subscribers. Others have found similar problems. In a 2012 study, 7 of 18 ginkgo supplements purchased in suburban Washington, D.C. or online were clearly adulterated, notes Gaffner. And in a 2016 survey organized by the BBC, 33 of 35 ginkgo supplements purchased in London or online were adulterated. One contained no ginkgo at all. Industry experts agree that the adulteration of ginkgo extracts is intentional, says Gaffner. The pro-herb nonprofit American Botanical Council is part of a consortium that is pushing supplement makers to clean up their act. Real ginkgo extract is expensive. It takes roughly 50 pounds of dried leaves to make 1 pound of extract. Most of the products contain some ginkgo, notes Gaffner, but some companies add cheaper compounds. They can cost as little as 1/20th what ginkgo costs. Not at all lab tests can pick up as frauds. The consumers think dietary supplements are supposed to be inexpensive, says Gaffner. Price pressure definitely has something to do with manufacturers cutting corners. That's unacceptable. The evidence that ginkgo can protect your brain is anything but compelling. In a 2008 study funded in part by the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, researchers gave 3,069 men and women aged 75 and older 240 milligrams of ginkgo or a placebo every day. They made sure the supplements had the right amount of ginkgo. Over the next 6 years, the ginkgo takers were just as likely as the placebo takers to be diagnosed with dementia. And among those in the study who didn't develop dementia, ginkgo was no better at slowing declines in memory, attention, use of language, or executive functioning, planning and organizing. Trials of ginkgo on memory, attention, and executive function in younger people have also come up empty. Some people with intermittent claudication, aches and cramps caused by poor circulation in the legs, claim that ginkgo relieves the pain of walking. But a Cochrane collaboration review of 11 clinical trials found nothing much. No harm, no foul? Not exactly. If you're older, have a known bleeding risk, or are pregnant, you should be cautious about ginkgo possibly increasing your risk of bleeding, notes the NIH. Pitch Imperfect by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. As long as there's a Madison Avenue, companies will twist the truth to pitch their products as healthy, real, essential, or name your buzzword du jour. So they play up nuts or protein rather than sugar, energy, to get you going. Veggies, no matter how minimal or more. Here's a handful of some current misleading ad claims. You don't have to look too far to find plenty of others. Confident inside, glowing outside, says the TV ad for Ollie Undeniable Beauty Gummies. For hair, skin, and nails, says the bottle. Biotin, vitamin C, E, and borage oil. The label elaborates. Biotin is a powerful nutrient that helps your body metabolize fats and protein, essential for the growth of healthy hair, nails, and skin cells. And vitamin C is a key nutrient in the production of collagen, the production which contributes to your skin strength and youthful glow. Translation? Ollie is making structure function claims, which require little or no evidence that a nutrient actually improves hair, nails, or skin. The label says little about borage oil and vitamin E. And high doses of biotin, the supplement has more than 8 times the daily value, may cause falsely high or low results in some lab tests, including one that's used to diagnose a heart attack, says the FDA. One thing is clear. With a 1 month supply priced at $13.99, someone at Ollie will be glowing. Looking for lower carb feasting? Asked the ad for the cauliflower crust on California Pizza's kitchen website. No problem. Cauliflower crust, oh so deliciously, plays well with carb-conscious connoisseurs. Yes, CPK's cauliflower crust is about a third lower in carbs than its hand-tossed original crust, but with 85 grams of carbs in each individual crust, it's anything but low. And the cauliflower crust's 560 calories is just a smidge lower than the original's 580. That's because CPK adds rice flour, tapioca, starch, and cheese. Of course, it's no problem if those carb-conscious connoisseurs think it's just cauliflower. This has potassium, says the TV ad for V8. The same amount as this, a banana labeled as small, though the word small is small. It's a post-workout snack you don't have to peel. Not quite. A 5.5-ounce V8 has 320 milligrams of potassium. A small banana has 360 milligrams. A medium has 420 milligrams. What matters? The V8 has 450 milligrams of sodium. You'd need far more than 320 milligrams of potassium, which lowers blood pressure, to counteract the sodium, which raises pressure. And unless you just did a vigorous workout for more than an hour, you don't need to replenish your potassium anyway. Bunches of what? The honey sweet, clustery, crunchy taste of honey bunches of oats with almonds now has more almonds, 25% more almonds, boasts the TV ad. Yes, but the cereal still has more sugar than almonds, or honey for that matter, and it's got more corn than oats or anything else, despite the name. Sugary bunches of corn just doesn't have the same ring. When your battery is running low, grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-Hour Energy, urges the TV ad. It'll get you back to 100% fast. First of all, those vitamins are there just to give your caffeine shot a health halo. They won't get you back to 100%. And there's no way to read the tiny disclosures at the bottom of the screen. Not proven to improve physical performance, dexterity, or endurance. Limit caffeine products to avoid nervousness, sleeplessness, and occasional rapid heartbeat. If it's worth disclosing, shouldn't a voiceover do it? That would get you back to 100% honest. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet and exercise. What can vitamin D do? What can or can't vitamin D do? Results are in from 3 new studies testing vitamin D at or above the recommended dietary allowance, or RDA. 600 IU a day up to age 70 and 800 IU over 70. Insulin sensitivity. Researchers randomly assigned 18 people with obesity to a low-calorie diet with either a placebo or a weekly dose of vitamin D equal to 3,570 IU a day. Most had low blood vitamin D levels to start with. After 3 months, insulin sensitivity improved only in the vitamin D takers. Artery stiffness. Researchers randomly assigned 70 overweight or obese African Americans aged 13 to 45 with low blood vitamin D levels to take either a placebo or monthly doses of vitamin D equal to 600 IU, 2000 IU, or 4000 IU a day. After 4 months, artery stiffness decreased in the groups that got 2,000 IU or 4,000 IU. Diabetes control. Researchers randomly assigned 127 people aged 25 to 75, average age 60, with stable type 2 diabetes to take vitamin D, 4,000 IU a day, or a placebo. Only 26% had low blood vitamin D levels. After 11 months, insulin secretion, insulin sensitivity, and hemoglobin A1C, a long-term measure of blood sugar, didn't improve more in the vitamin D takers. What to do? It's too early to tell what high doses of vitamin D can do, but since it's hard to get enough from food or, for most people, from the sun, take a multivitamin or a supplement with the RDA to play it safe. You may need more if your vitamin D blood level is low, under 20 ng or milliliters. Just keep in mind that some studies find a higher risk of falls at 2,000 IU a day. And stay tuned. Vital, a larger study looking at vitamin D and more than a dozen conditions, is in progress. Stay soft-hearted. In sedentary seniors, the heart chamber that pumps blood throughout the body can get stiff, which can lead to heart failure. Can exercise in middle age keep the heart muscle supple? Researchers randomly assigned 52 sedentary people, aged 45 to 64, either to moderate and high-intensity exercise or to a control group, balance, yoga, and strength training. The exercise group took 5 months to work up to 5 to 6 hours a week of training, including 2 high-intensity interval sessions, 4 minutes at 95% peak heart rate, followed by 3 minutes at 60 to 75% peak, repeated 4 times. After 2 years, the exercise group had less heart stiffness, more blood pumped per heartbeat, and greater aerobic capacity than the control group. What to do? Get moving before your heart muscle stiffens. In an earlier study in older people, a year of exercise didn't make hearts less stiff, though it has other benefits. Is gluten the problem? Can eating gluten give you GI symptoms even if you don't have celiac disease? Researchers gave 20 people with suspected non-celiac gluten sensitivity, or NCGS, 2 muffins a day made with or without gluten, 11 grams, for 8 days each. The participants were all on gluten-free diets and didn't know which muffins they were eating. Only 4 of the 20 correctly identified the days on which they had eaten the muffins with gluten. However, they reported no more symptoms on those days. The other participants reported more symptoms on the days they ate the gluten-free muffins. What to do? Got GI distress? Don't assume that gluten is to blame. If the diet fits, low fat or low carb? By Caitlin Dow and Bonnie Liebman. How much do calories count? Asked the New York Times headline in February. Huh? The Times was reporting the results of Diet Fits, a year-long $8 million study on 609 overweight or obese people. But Diet Fits didn't test whether, never mind how much, calories count. Want to lose weight? It doesn't matter if you eat a healthy low-fat or a healthy low-carb diet, reported the Diet Fits study. We told them no crap, no packaged processed stuff, says study co-author Christopher Gardner, professor of medicine at Stanford University. Everyone was supposed to eat vegetables, and nobody was supposed to eat added sugars or refined grains. While people lost weight even though they weren't told to count calories, that doesn't mean that calories didn't count. To test that, Gardner would have had to tell a third group of dieters to count calories. By cutting fat or carbs, each group reported a 500 to 600 calorie reduction, says Gardner. Same drop in calories, same drop in pounds, 12 over a year. Why not more? It's tough to lose weight and keep it off for a year. What's more, that was an average, says Gardner. While roughly 3 out of 4 dieters lost weight, someone gained 20 pounds and someone lost 60 pounds. What did the low-fat and low-carb diets look like? Diet Fits had 3 stages. First, attack. For the first 2 to 8 weeks, dieters were told to kickstart weight loss by cutting either fat or carbs as much as possible, ideally to about 20 grams a day. The low-carb group got carbs only from certain vegetables, no peas, beans, winter squash, or potatoes, and nuts, no cashews or pistachios. The low-fat group got fat only from oil sprays and an occasional egg yolk. Dairy was non-fat, and chicken or seafood was very lean. Titrate up. For the next 8 to 52 weeks, the low-carb group was allowed to slowly add fruit, yogurt, milk, and beans. The low-fat group slowly added small amounts of oils, meats, nuts, eggs, cheese, and other dairy. And the third stage, make it a lifetime. For the rest of your life, both groups were told to add small, measured servings of whatever they missed from their titrate up stage, or small servings of whole grains for the low-carb group. The idea was not to add back any more than necessary to stick to the diet over the long term, says Gardner. The bottom line? A healthy low-fat or healthy low-carb diet can cut calories and your weight. The Healthy Cook by Kate Sherwood. If you've got the tempeh. Tempeh is a cultured, fermented, refrigerated cake made from whole soybeans. It has a mild, nutty flavor and a pleasantly chewy texture. This month's recipe is a tempeh taco bowl and serves two. The ingredients are 1 tablespoon plus 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 8-ounce package tempeh, crumbled, 1 white onion, finely chopped, 2 teaspoons chili powder, 1 cup chopped tomatoes, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 cups shredded romaine, 1 avocado chopped, a few tortilla chips, and 2 lime wedges. Directions. Heat 1 tablespoon of the oil in a large pan over medium heat until simmering hot. Sauté the tempeh until lightly browned, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from the pan. Add the remaining 1 tablespoon of oil to the pan. Sauté the onion until softened, 3 to 5 minutes. Stir in the chili powder. Add the tomatoes, salt, and 1/2 cup water. Simmer until the tomatoes break down, about 5 minutes. Stir in the tempeh. Spoon the tempeh into bowls. Top with the romaine, avocado, chips, and a squeeze of lime. The Inside Scoop. Frozen Desserts Slim Down by Lindsay Moyer and Jennifer Urban. Halo Top is now Tops. The lower-calorie ice cream reportedly outsells all other pints. That's why Breyers, Skinny Cow, Talenti, and even Ben & Jerry's now offer calorie-conscious competitors. The upside? A pint of some ice creams has the same calories as a 1/2 a cup of Häagen-Dazs. The downside? Many labels imply that you can eat their ice cream by the pint. Here's how to find a less fattening but still delish frozen dessert. Sizing up. On most Nutrition Facts labels, a serving of ice cream is just 1/2 a cup. That's smaller than a tennis ball. But on the new labels, the ones with calories in big print and added sugars, a serving is 2/3 of a cup to reflect our expanding portion sizes. If you, like many Americans, don't stop at 1/2 or 2/3 of a cup, don't forget to multiply the calories, added sugar, etc. Tip: many bowls hold at least 2 cups. Use a ramekin or teacup instead. Think Dixie cup, not waffle cone. What to look for. No matter how you scoop it, ice cream is a dessert. That's why we awarded better, not best, bites. Our criteria? Calories. No more than 150 calories in 1/2 a cup or 2 2/3 of a cup. Super premium ice creams like Ben & Jerry's pack 250 to 350 calories into 1/2 a cup or up to 450 in 2/3 of a cup. Mayday! Saturated fat. No more than 2.5 grams per 1/2 cup. With super premiums at 10 grams or so, that's a bargain. Added sugars. We set no limit because too few items bear the new Nutrition Facts label. We estimate that roughly 3/4 of the sugar in most ice cream is added, not naturally occurring milk sugar. But our calorie limit effectively puts a lid on added sugar. Low-calorie sweeteners. No unsafe acesulfame, potassium, aspartame, or sucralose. Stevia leaf and monk fruit extract are okay. Monk fruit extract hasn't been well tested in animals, but the fruit has been eaten in China for centuries. So are maltitol, sorbitol, and other sugar alcohols, although they can cause diarrhea or, for erythritol, nausea if you eat too much. Healthy Halos. Save the bowl. You're going to want the whole pint, urges Halo Top, which proudly displays its calories per pint front and center. Gee, thanks! Just what we needed, a nudge to eat a 280 to 360 calorie pint of ice cream. That said, Halo Top and its lookalikes, Breyers Delights and Enlightened, do shave roughly 1/4 of the calories and 1/2 the sugar off a typical light ice cream like Dreyer's or Eddie's or Edie's Slow Churned. The three newbies average just 80 or so calories and 6 or so grams of sugar per 1/2 cup. What's more, their protein, 5 to 7 grams, doubles light ice creams, and some flavors hit 15 to 20% of a day's calcium. All are better bites. How do they do it? Milk protein concentrate or isolate boosts the protein and calcium, and stevia extract, erythritol, and or monk fruit extract cuts calories and replaces some sugar. So do sweet-tasting processed fibers like isomaltoglycosaccharides and soluble corn fiber. What about taste? It depends on the flavor and the taster. Overall, Breyers Delights are a safer bet than Halo. Enlightened was our least favorite. Our advice for Halo Top? Start with classics, chocolate, mint chip, or peanut butter cup. Be wary of off-the-wall flavors like pancakes and waffles, chocolate-covered banana, or mochi green tea. All three miss the taste mark. Gelato fan? Try Talenti Crafted with less sugar. Two of the free flavors miss our Better Bites set fat limit by a gram, but for just 120 calories per half cup, about half of Talenti's regular gelato, they're a steal. Tip, let your pint sit out for 5 to 10 minutes to soften. Lower sugar, lower fat ice cream, freezes harder. No dairy? No problem. Dairy-free? Your timing is perfect. Even Ben & Jerry's Häagen-Dazs and Breyers have something for you. But without dairy, don't expect much calcium, and the competitors are not at all created equal. Cashew milk. Our cashew milk frozen desserts deliver dairy-free decadence with amazing flavor and over-the-top creaminess. Says so delicious. Amen. Try creamy chocolate creamy cashew, cappuccino, or very vanilla. All four Better Bites taste more like real ice cream than any other brand. Almond milk. Thanks to coconut oil, So Delicious almond milk delivers 4 or 5 grams of saturated fat, while Ben & Jerry's non-dairy hits 6 to 9 grams, plus around 250 calories in a measly half cup. That's nuts. Soy milk. You can find some Better Bites, like So Delicious chocolate velvet or creamy vanilla, but they didn't wow us. Coconut milk. Luna and Larry's Organic may be creamy, but they pack roughly 200 to 250 calories and 10 to 15 grams of saturated fat. That puts them in Häagen-Dazs ice cream territory. Halo Top cuts most of the saturated fat, making 11 of its 14 dairy-free's Better Bites. Too bad our tasters found them a little chalky. Frozen sugar water? Häagen-Dazs' non-dairy line ditches milk altogether. The main ingredients? Water, sugar, corn syrup, and sometimes coconut cream. They deliver about 250 to 300 calories and 5 to 7 teaspoons of added sugar per half cup. Sheesh. Right stuff. Hint, hint. Call it the yogurt dilemma. For some people, plain is too tart and blended or fruit on the bottom is too sweet. What to do? Consumers who are sugar conscious now tend to eat plain yogurt and add their own toppings, Shabani's chief marketing officer told Food Navigator in November. Or they add some plain yogurt to a tub or fruit yogurt. What they're looking for, noted the yogurt exec, is a low-sugar, high-protein option with flavor. Enter Shabani A Hint Of. It combines 2% milk, just enough sugar to add, spoiler alert, a hint of sweetness, and some fruit puree. The result? A delicious low-sugar Greek yogurt with no questionable sweeteners or stevia, which leaves an aftertaste for some people. Whether you get the Madagascar vanilla and cinnamon, the Jilly cherry, or the Alfonso mango, our favorites, or the Monterey strawberry or wild berry, you're talking 110 to 120 calories, 12 grams of protein, and 15% of a day's calcium in a 5.3-ounce tub. Not too shabby. And the teaspoon, we estimate, of added sugar is about half what you'd get in Shabani fruit on the bottom or blended tub. Taste-wise, it's as advertised. A little sweet, a little tart, and perfectly creamy. If you live on the West or East Coast, you can pick up some today. Elsewhere, you'll have to wait until July. So go ahead. Take a hint. Food porn? Don't know. You've never been to a cookie dough parlor. How 2017... There's an emotional connection that you can't manufacture. It's inherent in the product and unique to cookie dough. The owner of Dough, New York's hottest cookie dough emporium, told the New York Times last June. Brilliant. Who doesn't get the warm and fuzzies thinking about sneaking a spoonful of cookie dough out of mom's batter? Why not a shop that scoops out the stuff to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages? Better yet, why not sell it in handy four-packs in supermarkets nationwide? Introducing the Cookie Dough Cafe Gourmet Edible Cookie Dough in your choice of confetti, sprinkles, or chocolate chip. It's eggless, and its flour has been heat-treated, so you won't need to worry about picking up any nasty bugs, says the company. In fact, you needn't worry about picking up much of anything other than white flour, butter, sugar, and more sugar. Because cookie dough is so dense, the cafe manages to squeeze some 370 calories, 7 grams of saturated fat, a third of a day's worth, and 9.5 teaspoons of added sugar into each tiny tub. They're just shy of a half cup. It's like polishing off 2 McDonald's vanilla ice cream cones. Mom would be so proud. Dish of the month, melon salsa. Toss together 1 cup diced melon, 1 cup diced tomato, 1/4 cup finely diced red onion, 1 seeded and minced serrano pepper, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Makes 2 cups. Quick tip. Honeydew melons are at their peak from May to September. Cantaloupes from June to August. Picked an underripe melon? Slice it for a salad or dice it for a gazpacho or salsa. Making the World Safe for Junk Food. From Peter G. Lurie, President, Center for Science and the Public Interest. Malnutrition is still a matter of life and death in many parts of the globe. But astonishingly, most of the world's population now lives in countries where excess weight kills more people than underweight, says the World Health Organization. According to the WHO, some 1.225 billion adults were overweight in 2016, nearly 4 out of every 10 adults on Earth. And it's not just adults. Nearly 20% of children aged 5 to 19 were overweight or obese in 2016, notes the WHO. This shift to population-wide obesity is occurring with terrifying speed, former WHO Director General Margaret Chan said in 2016. And it's no surprise that the worldwide obesity epidemic is unfolding as multinational food and soda companies, most of them based in the U.S., are increasingly turning their sights to enormous untapped markets in less affluent countries. Fast food sales reportedly grew by 30% worldwide between 2011 and 2016, with explosive growth in Argentina, Vietnam, and Egypt. Here's the rub. In a study funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health that tracked tens of thousands of Chinese Singaporeans for a decade, those who consumed Western fast food at least twice a week were 20% more likely to get diabetes and at a 50% higher risk of dying of heart disease. As Dr. Chan has said, the obesity epidemic doesn't represent a lack of individual willpower, but a failure of political will to take on powerful economic operators like the food and soda industries. And take them on, we will. That's all the time we have for nutrition news. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening.